Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Yes, again, welcome to Law Masters, Law of God broadcast. I'll do some readings, and then I'll get to the message for today, the law reading, and my readings are a part of the message, but I'll get to the outline after the readings. Okay. First reading, the promise of his coming. Herein lies the answer to the question set in 2 Peter 3:4, saying, where is the promise of his God coming? John 12:16. These things are written about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 50:24. God will surely visit you, the people, the Gentiles. Genesis 50:25. God will surely visit you, the people. Genesis 48:21, God shall be with you. Isaiah 35:4, your God will come. He will come and save you. Psalm 50:3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Isaiah 40:10, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Zechariah 14:5 and Zechariah 14:9, the Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Isaiah 66:15. Behold, the Lord will come. Zechariah 14:1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Hebrews 10:37. He that shall come will come. And Exodus 18:19. God shall be with thee. The promise of God's coming. And we know now that God has come. God is because here God is the present speaker. And now, the reading of the law. I've read the law before. This time, I will omit the references and read the substance. This is the law of God. Excuse me. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. The word of God is doing the talking. This is the law of God. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. As the word of God continues, all the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. The Lord will do great things. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongeth to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place of belonging to God is with men. The temple, dwelling place of God, is holy. The Lord, behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely, all that he says comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. You shall receive Tommy L. Hart, the great power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resisteth him resisteth this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments, and wait on, serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth. Just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, the Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed, Laphon, called Dan, shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart, who gives you richly all things to enjoy with satisfaction and pleasure. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak the truth. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. What God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's, shoulder to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill, carry out, the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep, fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep, fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, can be seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster Program, www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined, done. As thou the Gentiles have done, it shall be done to thee, the Gentiles. His, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commandeth them. Wait on to act as a servant to the Lord. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is thy, the Gentiles' keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in there, the Gentiles' foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and shalt serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law and to cleave to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and to serve him. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, that shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. I've read to you the promise of God's coming and the law. It is important and necessary that you remember the law. Write it out. You know, listen to an episode. We're in this, one of the last episodes. Listen to this one as you are doing now. And write out the law. You may have to do it several times. Listen to the law. But write it out. Know the law. That's your duty, to know what is written in the law. Now, I will turn my attention to the outline, the lesson plan that is on my page. Move some of this other stuff out of the way. Okay, now we are ready for the lesson plan here, as shown on my page. Three great things I know about the AVB. One, the AVB is a law book which concerns itself with the people, Gentiles included, and their God. Just it. That's just what it is. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book through and through. You must know that. You must not forget that. Just know it. It is not a religious book at all. It is against the religious establishment. The AVB is against Christianity because of its evil and wickedness. The AVB is against Christian ministers because of their evil, their wickedness, their deceit, their fraudulent acts. The Bible, the AVB, is a law book through and through. Two, this I know. The AVB calls me, Tommy L. Hart, God. That's a great thing to me. That's a wonderful thing to me. That the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, calls me God and Lord and possessor of the Gentiles. Well, that's number three. Let's read it. The AVB says the Gentiles are the servants of belonging to God. Wow. That is huge. That is big, big, big. And that is to be the way. That is to actually be. The Gentiles are the Gentiles who have been operating under the alias of white people. Those people, that people which enslaved black people, those people, the Gentiles, are my servants, says the AVB. be the Gentiles' chief law book. That cannot be changed. In this episode, I will show what this instruction coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:15, which says, ever follow, listen to closely, that which is good refers to. Remember that statement, ever follow that which is good. I've already shown you previously in preceding episodes that the Bible says the law is good, and it says God is good. The Lord is good. The law is good. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the AVB says, is good. And it says, my word is right. Commandment, Leviticus 26:10, to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says, thou shalt bring forth the old because of the new. I will give you my take on that statement and also on the instruction which I just read, ever follow. Listen to closely that which is good. What does the commandment refer to? And what does this instruction coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:15 say and instruct us to do? What is it? And what is the old I am commanded to bring forth because of the new? This is very exciting. Questions of interest. So stay with me. Stay with me. If the phone goes out, as it did the last time, stay with me. Don't leave me. I'll call right back. I hope it doesn't go out. But if it does, I'll call back. Don't go anywhere. Questions of interest. 1, Galatians 4:21. Hear ye not the law? One statement in the Authorized Version says, are you yet without understanding? Hear ye not the law? The word hear there means pay attention to. Do you not pay attention to the law? Now, the statement is in the part of the Bible that is call New Testament. And we will see whether or not there is anything new taught authoritatively in the New Testament. We'll see what is there. Going to do some probing. Here, pay attention to the law. Romans 7:7. Is the law sin? Now, I have read to you the law. Where did I get the law that I read to you from? Where did it come from? You know, it came from the Authorized Version Bible. That's where the law that I read at the beginning of the program comes from. The Authorized Version Bible is not a law that I made up. I am presenting the law to you. The law with continuity. As they say, in a nutshell, what is written in the law? Okay, do you not understand the law? Hear ye not the law? Pay attention to the law. Is the law sin? Luke 10:26. What is written in the law? Now get this. The first question I ask, hear ye not the law, that's in the New Testament. The second question which says, is the law sin, that's in the New Testament. The third question, what is written in the law, that's in the so-called, in the New Testament. John 18:38, what is truth? That is also in the New Testament. And the Old Testament, in Psalm 119, the statement says to me, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God. It says to me, thy law is the truth. Thy law is the truth. Again, I'm told later on, elsewhere, that in the Bible, though, that my word is true. Okay? What is truth? As we go through the Bible, what is truth? What is the basis of truth? What is truth? Now, truth here means conformity with fact. With fact. So in order to know what is truth, one must know the facts. The facts about what? About the law. The facts about the law. The facts about God. The facts about God are written in the law. They are a part of the law. So, let's keep these questions in mind as we go through this episode here, as we go through my delivery, and listen to it. Statements of concern, Malachi 4:4, remember ye the law of Moses. What is the law of Moses? The law of Moses, listen to me carefully. The law of Moses is the law which I read at the beginning of this program. Yes, yes it is. The basis of the law of Moses. Let's just say this is in the book of the law. In the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, that book, the Authorized Version Bible, in its totality, is called this book of the law. This book of the law. Not just the first five books, as, you know, they tell people in Christianity. The whole Bible, AVB, is the book of the law. The law is written throughout the Authorized Bible's content. The law is seen and heard throughout the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Remember that. Remember that. The Bible is a law book, not just the first five books. The Bible, in its totality, is a law book. The Old Testament, the law is set down in the Old Testament. Let's see what is in the New. Remember the questions. Hear ye not the law? Are you paying attention to the law when you read? Does your preacher hear the law? Does your preacher, your Christian minister, your lying Christian minister, does he or she pay close attention to the law? We know they don't. We know they don't. So, hear ye not the law? Are you paying attention to the law? Here's the law saying, what is written in the law? You should know that. What is truth? What is conformity with fact in the New Testament? Because that's what I'm going to deal with now. What is in conformity with the law in the New Testament? And at the end, this is important because the question comes up. Is that which is called the New Testament, does it present anything that is new, that is authoritative? That is authoritative. Even, listen to me, even in the books which are called the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the law is of main concern there. Because the character, Jesus, is either breaking a law or he is obeying the law. And the point of which one is made clear in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whether or not he is obeying or breaking the law. So it is the law in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that is of the essence, that is crucial, most important, knowledge of the law. This statement here, remember ye the law of Moses. That's the last commandment in what is called the Old Testament. The last commandment in the Old Testament says, remember ye the law of Moses. And as I said, you heard me read the law that is called the law of Moses. Okay? That law is for the people living now and those who are to come. The law that is called the law of Moses is in effect now. So anyone who wants to argue the fact or oppose that fact is useless. Your opposition and your argument would be useless at this point. Why? Because the law of Moses, the law that is called Moses, is already in effect, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't change that fact. It's already in effect. It's a fait accompli, a thing already done or in effect, so that arguing and opposing it are made useless. The law is in effect. It is a fait accompli. Remember that. Remember that. It cannot be defeated. Now, one may hate it. One may not love it. But it cannot be defeated. Okay? Remember that. That knowledge is good. Because your lying Christian ministers, your LCMs, will tell you the law is void. They will tell you that the law, that you cannot keep the law. And that God had to send his only begotten son so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting or eternal life. That's a statement that is not true. John 3:16. That's why it says, are you listening to the law? Are you attentive to the law? And ask you vital questions. What is written in the law? What is truth? What is conformity? What things are conforming to the facts and what things are not conforming to the fact? Fact of what? Fact of law, the rule of law, understanding. So, remember the law of Moses. That's the law that I read at the beginning of this episode. Now, there are other parts of the law, like when you hear me read all things. That's a part of the law. When you hear me read the Gentiles' Declaration of Conversion, that's a part of the law. What you heard me first read at the very beginning of the program, my first reading, that's a part of the law. Wherein is answered the question, where is the promise of God's coming? That's a part of the law. These things that I present to you are all parts of the law. Remember that. Know that. Live with that knowledge. Live with that knowledge. Live in the flesh with that knowledge. Knowing you are in the flesh and able to keep and follow and obey the law of Moses. The basis of God's law is the law of Moses. And we know, too, this is important. Listen, where does the law of Moses come from? Where does the content of the Authorized Version Bible come from? It comes from the Gentiles. Okay. So we're talking about the Gentiles' law. The Gentiles' law. The law which they are to abide by. The Gentiles are to abide by the law of Moses. That's what it's called. You hear me say the word of God? You hear me say the word of God says? You heard me say that as I read the law. The word of God says so and so and so. That could be translated to the law of Moses said. The same thing. Okay? Same thing. Let's see whether or not the law of Moses stops at the end with the last commandment in the Old Testament, which says, remember ye the law, or does the law of Moses continue into what is called the New Testament? Very intriguing question. Very interesting question. We'll find out the answer. And the second statement I have posted here, Proverbs 4:2, says, I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. Who's doing the talking? Moses. So then the law that I read to you is called Moses. Moses. And it's called the Word of God. In Revelation it says, his name is called the Word of God. Moses, in the Bible, in the AVB, is not a real character, human being, that is, who parted the sea and caused the Israelites to go through it on dry land, pass through it on dry land. That's a fictitious story. Okay? I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, give you good doctrine as the word of God gives you good doctrine. Because the doctrine that I present to you is the doctrine that comes from the Bible, the law book, the book of the law, called the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. And the law is called Moses, law of Moses. And it is called the Word of God. I give you good doctrine. The Word of God gives you good doctrine in the law of Moses, which I presented to you at the beginning of this episode. Let's get to the root of the matter, or the heart of the matter here. Listen to these statements. I'm going to read some statements coming from Matthew. Now, remember, it said the last commandment in the Old said, remember ye the law of Moses. Listen to these. Matthew 1:23 says, God with us. A verb is left out. I can add the verb, and the statement will be true. You know, the law says, you heard me read it, God shall be with you, the Lord shall be with you. God is with you now. So the verb I can add. Matthew 1:23, God is with us. What you see in the text is God with us. A verb is left out. God is with us. That statement is true. Because I, the Lord God, am here with you, on the earth with you, the people, Gentiles included. That's an answer to the question, what is truth? And what is written in the law? I just told you what is written in the law. The Lord shall be with you. God shall be with you, the people, the Gentiles. And in Matthew 21, I believe it says, let me turn to it right quickly. Matthew 21 says this, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That's right now. That statement is true. And he shall dwell with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. That is so now. No, do not say the Gentiles are not my people. The Gentiles are my people according to the law of Moses, which cannot be changed and cannot be destroyed. Okay? You are either abiding by the law of Moses, or you in a state of noncompliance. God is with you, the people. Now, that statement is true. Matthew 1:23, God is with the people. God is with us. Matthew 2:6 says, a governor shall come that shall rule my people. The Bible says God will come. A ruler, a leader, a governor, a lawgiver. God is here. Hear ye not the law? Matthew 2:15. That's spoken of the Lord. That's spoken about the Lord. What is spoken about the Lord? God shall come. The Lord shall come. Whatsoever the Lord tells you to do, do. Okay? Do you not hear the law? As you read the New Testament, Matthew 4:4. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. All the judgments coming from the mouth of God and that God has written down and shared with the people are to be fulfilled. Period. None are to go unfulfilled. All the words, the judgments God has given to the Gentiles are to be fulfilled by the Gentiles. Do you not hear the law in the New Testament? Matthew 3:2. Repent ye. What does the law tell you to do? You heard me read it. The law says, turn to the Lord your God. The law says, depart from evil. The law says, stop telling lies. Don't tell lies. It says, don't deceive. So, let's see here. So the law tells you to repent, to turn from the evil, and it says, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from the evil of Christianity and turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Christianity opposes the law. The law that I read, Christianity opposes. Matthew 4:10, worship the Lord. Do you not hear the law? In the law, you heard me read it. It is said, worship him, the Lord God, Tommy of Heart. He is your Lord. Worship thou him, Tommy of Heart. Tommy of Heart is the Lord, according to the law of Moses. Okay, I can go on. Matthew 5:18. Listen to these words. All the law be fulfilled. Let me turn to that. Matthew 5:18. Matthew 5:18 says, all be fulfilled. Let me read the statement. For verily I say to you, who's the I here? The word of God, who is also called Moses. Okay. I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Listen to these words here. Till, listen, all be fulfilled. All the things written in the law are to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Matthew, let's go to the end of the book of Matthew. Well, let's go to stop by Matthew 16:23. see what it says. Do you not hear the law? Are you yet without understanding? It says, circle these words right here, the things that be of God. Now, the word of here, let's say it means the things concerning God, the things that be concerning God or that be about God. Where can we turn to see, find out the things that concern or have to do with God? We turn to the law. We turn to the law. The book of the law. We turn to the law. I read the law. You heard me read the law at the beginning of the program. The things that be about God. Do you not hear the law? What is written in the law? What conforms to the fact of law? What conforms to the fact of law? This has to do with law, things that are about God, that has to do with the law. Those things have to do with the law. Let's turn to now Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20. Listen, teaching them to observe all things. What have I done? I have shown you all things, the people. I've shown all things to the people, Gentiles included. I have made known to you all things. That's written in the law, that God, the Lord, will make known all things to you. He will show you all things. He will teach you all things. I have done that. It's in the archives, Lawmaster's archives. Lawmaster is God. So do you not hear the law in this? Teaching them to observe all things? All things I told you earlier are part of the law of Moses. All things. You should know what I told you before. You should know what all things are. You should have that list, write out a list. Study the archives, study the archives, study the archives, listen to them, listen to them. Okay, now, that's enough, and of course you know that there are, I tell you that there are other statements in Matthew that are about the law. Okay. Let's move to Mark, Matthew Mark. Mark 1:3 says, the way of the Lord. In the law, the law tells you to walk in the ways of the Lord. In order to do that, you've got to know them. Study the archives, Lawmaster's archives. Study the law. Know the law because it tells you exactly what to do. The law tells you exactly what you ought to do. That's Mark 1:3. Mark 1:15, repent ye again. You heard me talk about repent when I was in the book of Matthew. Repent and believe the gospel. The Bible talks about the gospel of God, the truth of God. Where do we go? We go to the book of the law. We go to the law to find out the truth about God. Then, not only that, we go to God himself because only God could tell the people his name. You know? So we go two things you now can go to find out about God. You can go to the law. You heard me read the law. And you can come directly to God himself. You can talk to God. You can pray, talk to God. You can text God. You can email God. Of course, I haven't given my email, but you can email me if I give my email address. You can leave a message on my page. That's talking with me. Because the law says what? Communicate with God. Communicate with him who has spoken to you the word of God. You can't talk to the law where the law hears you, but you can talk to me, God, and I can hear you. I can read your statement if you write me. I can hear your voice if you call me on my phone. I can read your text. I can read the message you leave on my page. Talk with God. Repent and believe the gospel, the truth. The truth. You have an obligation to know the truth. I teach truth. Mark 1:44, things which Moses commanded. Do you not hear the law in these things? We're in the New Testament, what is called the New Testament. The things which Moses commanded. You heard me read many things which Moses commanded when I read the law. Many things, over 100. I don't know exactly how many, but I know it's over 100. Over 100 things what Moses commanded are statements. Okay, let's put it like that. Over 100 statements that I, you know, have shown you in my rendition of the law. And understand this. What I present to you in the law is not to be everything, every point, which the law says in the book of the law, the AVB. What I do and that which I present to you in my reading of the law, I show you evidence of the law. And evidence of the logic of the law. Continuity, coherence of the law. That's what I do. The Bible is the law book. It's the chief law book. The law is in the Bible, and I show you that which is in the book of the law. Understand that. The law is in your Bible. Now, of course, if you abide by the things which I have, you know, simply written out for you in the law, you'll do well if you abide by those things. But because you'll be obeying the word of God, you'll be obeying God himself, me. And that's the essence of the law. That's the essence. Obeying the word of God, and when you obey the word of God, you will obey me. If you do not obey me, you do not obey the word of God. You do not obey the law of Moses. You need to understand that. The law of Moses directs you to God, the true God, Tommy O'Hart. It says, the Gentiles shall do whatsoever God says to them. So you have to hear what I have to say. Now, all the people in all the nations of the Gentiles, whether they be just nations or kingdoms, all the people in Gentile nations, kingdoms included, are under the law of God. If you live in the United States, for example, it doesn't matter what your race, if you live in the United States of America, you are to be under the law of God. You are under the law of God. Anywhere in Europe, anywhere, worldwide, the nations of the Gentiles, you are under the law of Moses, which puts you under the law of God. Moving on. So we won't get to many of these because time is going fastly. Things which Moses commanded, repent, believing, it is written in the law. Believe the Lord, your God, Tommy Elhart. But believe, you are to believe the Lord. That's written in the law. The way of the Lord. These things, hear you not the law? Mark 2:12. They were all amazed and glorified God, Doesn't the law tell you to glorify God, give glory to God, give God the praise? Do you not hear the law? They followed him. The people are commanded to do what? Follow the Lord God. Now, if they follow the law of Moses, then they will follow the law of God. If they do not follow, I meant follow God. If they do not follow God, they do not follow the law of Moses. It's not a one or the other. It's both. If you do one, you're doing the other. They cannot be separated. Okay. They were all amazed and glorified God and followed him, God. Mark 3:8, when they heard what great things he did. Have you heard what great things I've done? They are given to you in all things. My reading, my rendition of all things, my giving of all things to you, my showing of all things to you, my reading of all things to you. Study the archives, go back. All episodes that have all things in the title. Know what all things are. I keep telling you that. Do you not hear the law? Mark 3:35 says, do the will of God. If you do the will of God, you're doing the will of the law of Moses. Because the law of Moses says what? Again, I say, what God tells you to do, do it. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Then you are advised again, whatsoever God has said, do it. Do the will of God, that the desire of God, that which God desires. Do you not hear the law? Mark 4:12, they should be converted. You're to be converted. There's a statement in 1 Corinthians where it is written, we shall all be changed. Converted. Turning from the evil, turning from Christianity or whatever, turning from the evil of religion to the true and living God, Tommy L. Hart. They shall all be changed. They should be converted. Listen. I'll move on. Mark 4:15. And Mark 4:16, they have heard the word. Mark 4:20, hear the word of the Lord God. Isn't that what you were told throughout the Old Testament? Hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord God. Do you not hear the law in the New Testament, in what is called the New Testament? I will close out. Mark 4:33. He spoke the word to them. I've spoken the word of judgments to the Gentiles. And they were able to hear it. They were able to understand it. You've heard me. Many of you have heard me read the judgments. And you heard them. You heard them with your ear. You heard them with your natural ear. And you understood them. Mark 4:34, he expounded all things. I've done that. The evidence is in my archives. I've done that. People, do you not hear the law? The law does not stop at the last commandment. In what is called the Old Testament, the law continues. The law continues. Do you not understand the law? Do you not pay attention to the law? Be deceived no longer by the LCM, the lying Christian ministers. Be deceived no longer. The law is real. The law is in force. The law is fait accompli. And that's the way it is. What I've shown you, I've given you evidence just from the first two books in what is called the New Testament of a continuance of the law. even in what is called the New Testament, so that we are seeking to answer the question, is the New Testament really a New Testament? You've heard me say the Bible teaches on things and gives a test. One view of the what is called the New Testament is a test of one's knowledge of the law. Remember that. For me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what is called the New Testament is a test of my knowledge of the law of Moses in the Authorized Version Bible. I give you good doctrine. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, give you good understanding. Join me again Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, when we meet again.